degrees and cloudy in Nashville on what should be a mostly sunny day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The founding CEO of the Tennessee Lottery is retiring at the end of the year after almost 23 years on the job. Tennessee House Speaker Cameron Sexton recently took the lead in passing legislation that reset how the lottery board is appointed, and it also made Rebecca Paul's compensation a public record. She is one of the highest paid employees in the state at $650,000 a year. Tennessee Lookout reports her pay has been a sore spot for legislators since she was first hired. Sexton and Paul have had several clashes over the years. Most recently, lawmakers diverted money from sports gambling from the Lottery Education Fund scholarship program and moved it into schools as part of a deal to pass private school vouchers. The family of a man who died in the Rutherford County Jail is suing the facility. According to court filings, 37-year-old Joseph Adam Denton requested soft foods to eat because he had no teeth. The jail denied that request. The suit says a piece of chicken blocked his airway and jail staff responded too slowly to save him. His death certificate lists complications of choking as the cause of death. The Tennessean reports Denton's grandmother brought the wrongful death suit against the county, the jail's medical director, John Daniel Rudd, and the Rudd Medical Services PLC, which serves the jail. She's seeking $5 million, claiming deliberate indifference and negligence towards the health of her grandson and a tolerance for constitutional violations. A historical site along the Trail of Tears has been designated Tennessee's newest state park. Located in Meigs County, the park honors the thousands of Cherokees who were forcibly removed from their homelands. Tommy Wildcat, a member of the Cherokee Nation, was at this week's dedication ceremony.
It's very important because it tells a story of the tragedy, of what the Cherokees as well as the other tribes went through, so that don't forget. It's part of U.S. history as well as letting people know about the Cherokees and the heritage culture and what happened during that time.
Named the Cherokee Trail of Tears State Park, the site is near Blythe Ferry on the Tennessee River. This is where thousands of Cherokee and Muscogee Creek people lived in harsh conditions before being forced to march to present-day Oklahoma. Previously, the site was a county park. Upgrading it to state park ensures greater protection of cultural and educational resources. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.